This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It took us 7 days, just one calendar week, to almost double the COVID case count in this economy. 1 million new cases yesterday in a single day. And for those whose job it is to treat and care for us, positive or not, the demand for that care is way outstripping supply. Dr. Scott Anzalone is a family physician in Logan, Ohio, also one of the people we've been following for almost 2 years in our series called The United States of Work. Logan, we should tell you, is a small town, population about 6,900 people. And Scott's practice there is called Stagecoach Family Medicine. Scott, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
So let me ask you this. When somebody walks into Stagecoach Family Medicine, what happens to him or her?
So our regular patients that are coming in for routine care, they come in through the front door and get checked in just as like, you know, as we normally do. We have in the back of our office, we have a back entrance and we have if you want to call it a COVID or safe room, a clean room. Hmm. But overall, we do get patients cared for. Where we're running into problems, is if someone is sick enough and they need hospitalized and they need admitted to the hospital, that's where we're running into issues.
Yeah.
Because we're in a rural community. And if they're sick enough and they can't stay at our local facility, it's a matter of trying to find them a COVID bed in Columbus or, you know, near a neighboring hospital. I had one patient recently who was about 55 years old who it took quite a while to find him a bed. He was sick and, he did end up passing away. But, I think four of the hospitals they contacted refused his, transfer. We finally did find a hospital that took him. Eventually.
But how much of your time do you figure you and your staff are spending trying to find a spot for these people who need, you know, the next level of care?
Yeah, well, that part, and unfortunately, depends on how you look at it, it kind of falls into our ER physicians. So on our end, we're dealing more with the outpatient needs.
Right.
Those that are outpatient and qualify for the monoclonal antibody infusions, we do have that available. Well, I should say we have it available if it's available at the hospital.
Yeah.
They only get so many doses a week. But what we're running into with that is, you know, if I've got someone and I call over to our supervising nurse who's in charge of that, it's not uncommon for them to tell me that we don't have enough staff today to see that patient. To do the infusion, they'll get to it when they can, and maybe the next day, you know, between finding, you know, getting them tested if we need them tested, getting them at least an appointment at the hospital as an outpatient to get the infusion if needed, it is an orchestration.
Yeah, let's talk actually about the tests and the antibodies and all the stuff mm-hmm. you need to treat the people in your care. Right, it's a mm-hmm. I hate to bring this up, but it's a supply chain thing.
Well, and part of it is, yeah, I mean, outside of COVID, I guess it's all interrelated, but it's a supply chain issue, is I'm getting calls from our pharmacy, not too infrequently that, you know, medications that our patients are on are backordered. And some of my patients, you know, specifically a lot of these have been high blood pressure medications or antihypertensives. Nothing else works but with what, you know, the combination that they're currently on. And I'm sitting there scratching my head when they tell me it's not available. I'm like, now what do I do?
So let me ask you a bigger picture question. You have a side hustle. You're a clinical professor, and you teach medicine. And I wonder what you think the last 2 years will mean for the future of the medical profession, right? Because we've heard about the burnout. We're now hearing from you about small town, you know, last family practitioners. I mean, what are students that you talk to saying?
Well, the sad thing is, it's unfortunate. You know, we really need more primary care.
Mm-hmm.
The current market right now is really pushing our students into more subspecialties again.
Hmm. So let me ask you this, just to bring it back to you now. We've talked before, you and I, about how you're looking for somebody to take your practice. You're thinking about retiring. And how's it looking now?
Yeah, well, I'm not planning on retiring anytime soon.
Right, okay.
I can't
all
financially,
right. Okay,
but maybe, you know, I'm looking at my 10-year plan here.
All right.
But I am looking for a partner.
Yeah.
And you just can't find them. You know, like I said, I've got a practice that's busting. You know, the average family physician, usually it's about the ratio is about 1 to 2,500
mm-hmm.
Patients to physician, and I'm about 1 in 4,000.
That's not sustainable.
I'm tired.
yeah,
it's tiring. And I have really felt it in the last several months.
Yeah.
But it's not an option. We got to keep moving.
Dr. Scott Anzalone, runs Stagecoach Family Medicine out in Logan, Ohio. Scott, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it. Best of luck.
Hey, thank you very much.
Talk to you soon.